This weekend, especially Sunday night, the dazzling evening star hovers near the crescent moon. It's a stunning sight, but there's even more to it than meets the eye. Because if you point a small telescope or even binoculars at brilliant Venus, you'll see that it too has a crescent shape. So our subject is crescents, whose monthly dreamy feeling probably comes from the fact that, like the rings of Saturn, a crescent by its nature feels like it's not part of this Earth. We do see crescent-shaped designs like beaches and bananas, but a true crescent rightfully brings to mind the moon alone, and now temporarily Venus. To Muslims perched atop minarets, the crescent moon has profound significance because it determines the start of each month and the proper times for holidays. The crescent, along with a bright star that was almost certainly Venus, is found on the flag of every Islamic nation. But through even the world's most powerful telescopes, only three crescents can ever be seen in the entire universe: the moon and the planets Mercury and Venus. This crescent shortage occurs simply because of our location. If we lived on Pluto, every planet would often appear lit up from behind and therefore be crescent-shaped. If we paid property taxes on Jupiter, Saturn, or Uranus, we'd see dozens of various-sized moons, all of which would be crescents half the time. The stuff of dreams. Earth's single naked-eye example is an unusual situation. Still, the crescent's appearance and motion are found in the syllabus of no college astronomy course, and very few people seem aware that thin crescents are always low and confined to the hours around dawn and dusk, and in a midnight sky you'll never see a thin crescent moon. And at no time of night is the crescent ever oriented with its bright side upward, as if it were frowning. The crescent is either on its side or smiling. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.